Many people are familiar with a science fiction author by the name of Larry Niven, and one of the gadgets that he came up with in his future history stories that he writes is something called an impact armor. And essentially, it's a garment that looks very much like any other, but anytime it's struck by a projectile over a certain speed, it hardens. So it protects the wearer from damage, just like a bulletproof vest. Recent developments in nanotechnology were made, and of all places, in the field of a lubricant. They were converting molecules into tiny nanoparticles to make a lubricant out of them, and they discovered that when they suspended this lubricant in some Kevlar and tiny particles of glass or ceramic, it became a type of impact armor, so that when something strikes it, the material, which is generally a liquid, becomes hard, and it becomes 5 times stronger than steel. So you have a garment now that they're developing that weighs about as much as a thick T-shirt, and it has the ability to stop bullets. And to give you an example of the hardness of this material, they found that if it can take an impact of up to 250 tons per square centimeter, that's like dropping 4 diesel locomotives on the in an area the size of your fingernail.
My God. Now, wait a minute. Back up. You said this thing is about the thickness of a thick T-shirt, and it would It would resist a bullet?
That's correct. Because the
and this exists right now.
They're working on it right now. What's happening is it was an Israeli company called AppNano, and they found that when they were working on their lubricant, by suspending these particles in the lubricant, when you strike it, the particles stick together in clusters and make the lubricant become a solid momentarily. So it's an unusual material that becomes stiff when you apply a force to it, and then becomes liquid again when you remove the force.
Okay. What I can't grasp in my mind is how this material, we're talking about a speeding bullet here, and obviously the nanomaterial cannot decide that it's being impacted by something until it's actually impacted. So the decision made by the nanomaterial has to be more than just instantaneous. I mean, it has to be virtually instant, right?
Well, the key is the fact the particles are so tiny that the reaction times of the particles can be down on the billionth of a second. So it's in the nanosecond range. So we're down to the nano in both scales, size and time. The material itself is made of some fairly common materials. They were originally using fullerenes, the buckyballs that everybody's heard about. Mm-hmm. But they turned out to be a little more difficult to work with than they expected, and they moved to a material called tungsten disulfide. And so now they have this liquid that, when struck by a bullet, dissipates the force over its entire surface by rendering the whole surface solid. Now, this is in contrast to Kevlar. Kevlar can pretty much stop bullets, but not a steel bullet or, you know, an armor-piercing bullet. This
right.
material actually dissipates the force over a very large area, and Kevlar doesn't isn't capable of doing that very well.
Well, no. I've never been hit by a bullet wearing Kevlar, but it still knocks you back and disables you for a while, I'm sure, if what I see on television is halfway accurate, and that's the only place I've really seen it. People look like, you know, they've been shot, and they act like they've been shot, and then finally, of course, they get up and they're alive. This material that you're talking about would dissipate the impact over a larger area, so there would not be as much of a force applied, or would there be, to the person on the receiving end?
That's right. It spreads the trauma out over a much larger area. You don't end up with as much force concentrated in a tiny area. So instead of being alive with a huge number of bruises on your chest,
right.
you'll end up with a much larger spread out impact. It'll still knock you down, of course, but yes, it won't hurt you.
That's absolutely amazing. And how far are we from this being something that, you know, a police officer or somebody somebody in the military can go and buy and use?
Well, let's see. They're scaling up the production of their materials right now so that they can go into mass production. They can only make a few kilograms of the material a day right now with the existing facilities, but they're installing new hardware in their laboratories so we can scale up to full production. And they've also found new materials that stand up to 350 tons per square centimeter, and they found even lighter materials that should be even 4 times lighter than this. So pretty soon we could expect to see literally bulletproof T-shirts.
Bulletproof T-shirts. What an amazing time we truly live in. And then that's only the beginning of nanotech. Nanotech, if it lives up to its promise, Sir Charles, it will utterly transform the world we're in, won't it?
Well, it certainly will. And what I see mostly is everything we've looked at so far looks like the very beneficial side of it, and we definitely want to cover the beneficial side, but I also want to point out, as we had discussed previously, that there is also a dark side to some of this, and so we'll get around to how some of these things could also be misused as well. And it's not to alarm people, but it's to let people know that for everything we do, there's always the potential for misuse, and so this will allow people to be sort of on their guard.
Well, there is an announcement running on Manila television today, which is sort of a bounce from what happened in the Middle East. But as of today, we are not allowed to carry any kind of liquid, including water, on any form of mass transit here in Manila. Now, this is happening around the world, I suppose. And that's liquid. Whatever. You creams, all the rest of it, you can't take on aircraft anymore. I just can't even begin to imagine, Sir Charles, what kind of world we're going to have when somebody has a nanotech weapon in their possession. For one thing, it would not be seen, would it?
Well, for the most part, no, it wouldn't. On the positive side now, they do have new detectors that also use nanotechnology that might be able to find some of those things. But a nanotech weapon could be hidden very effectively and be extremely difficult to locate. So we would have to probably turn to newer technologies to try and design systems that could locate and disarm those things. And it could be extremely difficult because there are methods of producing materials using nanotechnology that are presently under investigation where you could take raw materials and convert them to a finished product in a matter of seconds or minutes, and the raw materials themselves might be harmless. Fortunately, right now, we're up against the limit of energy. You can't make an explosive out of something without a source of energy.
Right.
So it would probably be something other than an explosive, a toxin or something that could eat metal. And, you know, you could actually literally make a metal-eating virus-type machine out of nanotechnology.